This podcast is sponsored by Active Skin Repair, a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients.
So, Brie, I remember this one time I was in a bike race around Tucson, and I wasn't paying attention. We were riding down 4th Avenue, and there's railroad tracks, like streetcar tracks, and my bike's tire like went and wedged in to the railroad tracks,
no!
And I totally fell down and just like skinned my hands, everything. Ugh. I had nothing with me, nothing at all. And it's that times where you want a first aid product and you have nothing. And Active Skin Repair utilizes a molecule called hypochlorous acid. When applied to the skin, the molecule works by mimicking the natural immune response to cleanse, soothe irritation, reduce inflammation, and support healing. I've used it on my son's mosquito bites, and I wish I would have had it the time I totally scraped up my hands.
Oh, I hear you. Like whenever I go paddleboarding, kayaking, I'm always trying to find something that is like an all-in-one that I can take with me. And Active Skin Repair could be used like that. It can be used to treat cuts, scrapes, burns, sunburns, rashes, and other types of skin damage. It's also safe and non-toxic, which makes it suitable for all skin types, all parts of the body, like eczema, and acne-prone skin, all of that.
With over 500,000 happy customers, thousands of five-star reviews, and ingredients so safe and clean they can be used from the youngest member of the family to the oldest, you now have one simple solution for all of your family's skin health needs. Visit www.activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and to get 20% off your order. Use code NOGUILT. Welcome to the No Guilt Mom Podcast. I am your host, Joanne Crone, and today we are talking with one of our Balance VIP members, Alyssa, who has gone through the biggest change. I've seen just so much more confidence coming from her, so much more control of her home environment in terms of her and her teenage son, but I don't want to give too much away. So welcome, Alyssa, to the podcast. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you, Joanne. Joanne, I'm happy to be here.
So, Alyssa, can you give us the rundown of what life was like in your house in terms of you and your teenage son before you joined us in Balance?
Pure chaos. Out of control. My son wouldn't listen to me. He's been diagnosed with autism and ADHD, sensory ODD, since he's been 3 years old. And it's these teenage years that have been just killing me with his defiance and not wanting to do this and that and go to school. And I mean, he used to be a 4.0 child. And for some reason, high school, just he did this whole 360. And I've had to deal with a lot with him on my own because his father's not in the picture and I don't have a lot of family support. It's been rough. It was definitely getting to the point where I was actually thinking about putting him in to either boot camp or a boys' home because he just was not listening, period.
What sort of things didn't he listen about?
Cleaning his room, picking up after himself, getting online to see if he needed to make up any work because he decides when he wants to go to school half the time and not doing any. I mean, he wouldn't even listen to me. You know, you need to take a shower. You need to clean up your room. He would come in my room and steal things. And then I'd ask him and I didn't touch it. I don't know. I don't know where it went. And then I find it.
It's so frustrating.
Yes. And so I've had to lock my doors and I have to hide things.
It's so much. And I first met you in the Happy Mom Summit. Every time I think of meeting you at the Happy Mom Summit, you know, one phrase comes to mind, which we always talk about is crusty butt. Which refers to baby chicks, this condition that baby chicks get. It's and it's a real thing. It's very dangerous for them. And you can't help but laugh, even though it's life-threatening to these baby chicks. We also tend to go a little squirrely
in
discussions, which is great too. It's great fun. With your son, so when I met you, you had all of these things and you came to our coaching calls. What changed in your mind, or what changed in how you started approaching your son based on what we talked about?
Well, I wouldn't approach him right when he got home from school or walk through the door. I had to take away things and stick to my word because I always felt bad afterwards. And then it wouldn't go anywhere. And calming myself down because I would get so fired up. I mean, hot.
It happens to a lot of parents.
I mean, when you have a child that looks you straight in the face and says, no, I'm not going to do it. Man, I wanted to fly off the wall.
It's hard to keep your calm then.
And I've noticed that I'm not as anxious. I actually, now that when he does something, I appreciate him. But then there's times where he'll be go, no, you don't. You don't feel that way. I'm just like, oh, whatever, you know, and I walk away.
And you don't get fired up?
No, I don't. I just go straight to my room and do what I have to do. He won't get things that he wants until he does what I've asked him to do, which mainly is cleaning his room. This past month or so, he started acting up again, and he was fubbing me all the time.
Fubbing is the term, phone snubbing, for those of you who haven't heard this term before.
Exactly. I finally said enough. So he was sleeping. His phone was right there, and I took it.
And you took it calmly, without any sort of drama? And
I just grabbed it and put it away. Of course, there was an argument. It's my phone. And I said, no, it's my phone. I bought it because apparently you're too involved with it and you don't want to do anything because it's taken up all of your attention.
And in terms of you taking away stuff, normally on the podcast, we tell parents, like, you know, you shouldn't take away screen time for another behavior because it's not connected. But in this case, it was very connected to the behaviors you were seeing. He was fubbing, and you saw the problem being the phone, and you took away the phone calmly, without drama, with total respect to him. Okay, this is my phone. It's a privilege that you get to use this phone, and you're not using it as it should.
Yeah, and it was interfering with his school.
Yeah. Well, in terms of the changes that I have seen you make, you're approaching this behavior with such calmness, and you're able to logically go through the steps that you need your son to take. Whereas before, what you said, it was a little fiery.
Yes.
A lot of yelling, which happens when kids confront you like that and you don't know any other way to react.
It's the only way that I felt at that time I could get through to him is raising my voice and actually having to use the F-bomb, which I hate doing. But that's when he knew, oh, mama's serious.
And now you've been able to get through to him without yelling or using the F-bomb.
It may sometimes go out one ear and out the other, but it's getting better, I should say. It is.
And what do you think has helped you stay calm in those moments?
Balance VIP and the Mighty Network and Joanne Crone and Bree Tucker and being able to talk to my bad sisters. And I didn't know if I could say it. Having people there for me. Walking away and taking a moment, internally think about things. And I was able to open up about that at the retreat. And it made me feel good that I had people right there who understood. And then seeing what everybody thought about me on the whiteboard.
Oh, yeah. We wrote all the positive traits that you have on that whiteboard.
And that made me feel so good because I can never think of anything positive about myself besides I'm sarcastic and, you know, from what people say, I'm funny, you know, or got a good personality, things like that.
And there's so many positive things about you. Well, Alyssa, Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. And if you're in a situation like Alyssa described that she was in before, support matters a lot, and being able to calm your emotions and learning ways to get through to kids without having to resort to yelling, because it raises our blood pressure as parents and definitely doesn't increase the connection that we feel with our kids. So thank you, Alyssa, again. And talk to you real soon.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.